Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The date is February 16, 2009. Accessible World is very pleased to present a presentation of the KNFB new mobile reader. During this week's Tech Talk event, Jim Gashel, Vice President of Business Development for KNFB Reading Technology, Inc., and Michael Hingson, Director of National Sales for the National Federation of the Blind, will demonstrate their superior mobile reader product line for the blind and learning disabled, featuring the first cell phone that reads and translates. The KNFB Reader Mobile is a major advancement in print access for the blind. The software delivered on a multifunction cell phone allows the user to snap pictures of any printed material and have it read aloud immediately. The first of its kind, the pocket-sized device allows individuals to have print analyzed and read aloud in real time and in real life situations. The latest version is now available to read in a variety of languages, including French, German, Dutch, Belgian, Italian, and Castilian. Additionally, the software is able to translate between languages, displaying and reading aloud translated text. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my great privilege and honor at this time to introduce Mr. Michael Hingson, the Director of Sales for the National Federation of the Blind, who will begin the proceedings.
Thanks very much, Bob. It's a pleasure to see all the people who continue to come in, and for all of you who are here, I want to welcome you to this session this evening where you will get to learn about the KNFB Reader as well as ways to purchase it. I'm involved because the National Federation of the Blind is a national distributor for the product. Jim Gashel, as Bob said, is the Vice President for Business Development and is certainly the penultimate demonstrator of the KNFB Reader Mobile. So I'm going to turn this over to Jim, who will spend the first part of our hour or so together talking with you and showing you how the machine works. And then we'll come back and we'll talk about ways to purchase it, we'll talk about pricing, and answer any questions that you have. So Jim, why don't you go ahead and take it away.
Thank you very much, Mike, and thanks to all of you for attending this evening. It's just my great privilege. I feel like many times the luckiest guy on the planet to be able to demonstrate this technology and introduce it to people. I just feel, of course, I work for the company, but I feel this is a technology whose time has come and everyone needs this technology. Certainly everybody who's blind needs this technology, but people who have learning disabilities, who don't read very well, we call them struggling readers. People who are looking for a language translation device that will allow them to do that on the fly need this technology, and we're only getting started with this marvelous technology. Now, we formed the company KNFB Reading Technology about the beginning of 2006 and started selling a larger version of, it's now called the Classic, the KNFB Reader Classic, originally called the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader. It was a PDA attached to a digital camera, and it is a very good reader. Some people still have the Classic and like it very well. Its drawback was it only had single functionality, and it also was larger, and you had to carry it in a bag or a carrying case of some kind. We were able to announce the KNFB Reader Mobile on January 28, 2008, and that is the world's first cell phone reader. Ever since that time, it has been operating on a Nokia N82 cell phone, and that's the one I'm going to be using tonight as I demonstrate this. We're transitioning to the Nokia 6220 Classic cell phone, and we'll tell you more about that, or you may have questions about that. Again, it's a very good cell phone. The nature of cell phones is that they change over time, and sometimes it isn't a very long time that they have for a lifespan. So our company needs to be very nimble in responding. And we get a lot of questions about, well, why can't we have this on lots of other cell phones? And there's really one simple reason. The cameras on most cell phones are just not good enough. There are several characteristics about the camera that are essential to make it a good reader. One, it has to have a xenon flash, which is a very bright flash. LED flash will not do. Two, the Carl Zeiss lens, which is used in the Nokia N82, is ideal and probably absolutely essential. It's also used in the 6220 Classic. Three is, and many people are aware, of course, we need a certain amount of resolution. We think 5 megapixels is optimal. Perhaps we could do with just a bit less. But, you know, we're concerned that the reading quality will go down if we cut down on the quality of the camera. So that brings us to what we are doing currently, which is, we've just announced and just released the major upgrade to the KNFB Reader Mobile. As I said, it was first released in January 2008, and then this month, February 2009, we released the first major upgrade to this product. And it is a major upgrade. In a few minutes, as I demonstrate the capabilities of the reader, I'm going to let the reader read to you about the new features and the upgrade. But perhaps it would be best right now if I just demonstrate the reader. I have in front of me a document which is, we call it the data sheet. Some of the material that Bob read in introducing this program came from the data sheet. But I want to comment on the layout of this. This is not just straight text. It has columns, it has different colors, it's kind of pretty, so sighted people will look at it and enjoy it and be attracted to it. The reader doesn't care about all that, it just seems to read the text very well, and I'll at least read a portion of the text so you can get an idea of how this processes and how I do it. Usually when I start a reading session, not always, but usually I begin by helping myself get better lined up with the print and the particular seating situation I have. So what I will do first is called a field of view report. That's the way we know how well we're lined up to take a picture. And I'll comment just a little bit as I do the field of view report. Understand I don't have to do that to take a good picture, but I'm going to do that in this case to let you know how well this is lined up. So here we go. I have a document in front of me, and I am now holding the reader above the page. I use my elbows propped up on the table as kind of a tripod, and the reader is pointed down toward the document. And I'll turn on image capture, which is the screen necessary to take a picture. You'll hear the reader respond.
Image capture.
Okay, and now displayed on the screen is a bright image of the document, or I hope that it is. I wouldn't see it, but I think it is. And I'm going to do the field of view report to confirm it.
Field of view report. Please maintain position.
This takes a low-resolution picture.
Attaining alignment. All four edges are visible. 48% filled, rotated 0 degrees clockwise.
Oh, hot dog. I'm going to hold this position, but I'm going to just comment. I'm not worried about the 48% filled. We sometimes say that 70% is optimal, but this document has graphics on it, which will affect that, but my alignment of 0%, that's nice. I don't have the image twisted, apparently. And I've got all four edges, which those, especially the all four edges criteria, is the one I look for. That gives me a reasonable certainty that I'm not going to cut off any text. So what I'll do, assuming I held the position good enough, is I'll take the picture.
Taking picture.
All right, and the picture snapped, and I don't have to hold the device over the print anymore at this point, so I set it on the table. And it's processing in books, articles, and labels format.
Camera, see the green counterclockwise relative to the page.
Fairly soon it will begin to read. Here we go.
Reading Technology Incorporated is pleased to announce the latest breakthrough in print accessibility. We have developed software which places the functionality of a reading machine into a multifunction cell phone. The mobile reader products can be activated and ready to use with the touch of a single button on the phone. The user takes a photo of the print to be read, and the character recognition software in conjunction with high-quality text-to-speech will read the contents of the document aloud. At the same time, it can display the print on the phone's built-in screen and highlight each word as it is spoken. The mobile reader product line reads most printed documents, from letters and memos to pages in a book, reads address labels and package information and instructions easily, recognizes U.S. currency, displays each sentence visually, and highlights each word as it is read, stores thousands of pages using easily obtainable flash memory, transfers text files to and from computers or braille note takers, adjusts reading speed to suit user's preference. In addition, with the use of a screen reader, the user can access the other functions of the phone device, including making and receiving phone calls, personal information management such as contacts, calendar, etc. Also contains ability to run accessible GPS programs, access to Adobe PDF.
Okay, so that gives you an idea of the reading capability, and that document is not an easy document to read. So it does impress me. We're talking about reading something that is and contains quite a few different colors, definitely a column layout, not just two columns, but there are words all over the page, and it seems to sort them out and get them right. My next document is going to be quite a bit simpler, but it does talk about the features and functionality of the new release. And I think what I'll do is let that play for you, and then I'll probably go back and sort of show you how some of the text navigation works on this document. So if you'll bear with me, I'm going to take this next picture. So to back out of the document that I'm just in, I press right select, that's the key out to the right of the right arrow and the up arrow, so it's just right below the screen, and the words you'll hear are image capture.
Image capture.
That means that the image capture screen is back on. I did not save that last document, so if I press the command to go back to image capture, the document I just took is gone, which is fine with me. We designed it that way because many images we don't really care to keep, or many documents we don't care to keep. So without really further ado, I'm going to just snap this picture of my next document, and it will tell us about the new features and functionality.
Taking picture.
Picture snapped. I'll put the reader down, and I'm going to let this read all the way through.
Articles and labels format.
By the way, it'll tell me.
Camera is 1 degree clockwise relative to the page.
It will tell me before it starts reading if I cut off any text.
Foreign language text recognition, along with the ability to speak in up to 16 different languages. Rapid, on-the-fly translation from any of the same set of foreign languages back to U.S. or U.K. English, such as translating Spanish to English in only a few seconds. A dear, bright image of the target document automatically displayed on the phone screen to help users with vision align each picture before it is taken. Corresponding visual and audible command prompts and system messages. Easy to display options menus to help users find and execute all commands quickly and conveniently. Shortcut keys for most used commands to enhance efficient use, particularly by those with experience. Context-relevant user settings options, so needed settings can be found and changed quickly. an improved approach to text navigation which makes reading and skipping through text more efficient. Dramatically faster processing, so text reading often starts in about 5 seconds after the picture snaps. A selection of new system and text reading voices which may vary based on text reading language chosen. And use of the Nokia 6220 Classic as an additional and slightly less expensive platform.
Okay, well,
end of text.
There we go. Now, that said, what I would have said, actually I wrote that, so I guess I did say it, but I said it in writing and I've now read it with the reader. These are the new features and functionality. What I'm going to do is demonstrate the text navigation, and I'm at the end of the text. We've just heard all of the text. By pressing 2 on the keypad, I'll jump to the top of the text.
Beginning of text.
And now I can go by sentence, so I think I have this set to sentence. Let's just check the setting.
Navigate text by sentence.
Okay, and I'm going to leave it there. And I'll comment on these as we go.
Rapid, on-the-fly translation from any of the same set of foreign language,
Go to the top here.
Rapid, languages, speaking up to, along with.
Beginning of text.
Okay, here we go.
Foreign language text recognition, along with the ability to speak in up to 16 different languages. Rapid, on-the-fly translation from any of the same set of foreign languages back to US or UK, such as translating Spanish to English in only a few seconds.
Okay, so that has to do with the language translation. And we do speak in up to 16 foreign languages, as it said, and Bob mentioned. U.S. English is the primary user language for the readers we are selling in the United States. This would vary according to where readers are sold around the world. And then we sell foreign language access for a slightly additional price, not too much. You can get language packages in groups of 3 languages. And so, for example, this particular reader has U.S. English as the primary user language, and then it has French and Spanish. I think I loaded Mexican Spanish, but we have Castilian, as Bob indicated. So that's one example of the, and then, of course, we can translate. I wanted to mention that, as the reader did, from the 2 foreign languages that I have on here back to English, and we'll demonstrate that later on. Now let's see what the other features are.
Foreign language text. Rapid.
Here we go.
A near bright image of the target document automatically displayed on the phone screen to help users with vision align each picture before it is taken.
You might remember that when I said that we were in the image capture mode, that an image of the document would be displayed on the screen. And of course, many of our users have vision enough to line up a picture while they could not read the document. The image is very bright and it's very easy to line up, as well as to use the field of view report. So, but the image is always on the screen before you take a picture.
Corresponding visual and audible command prompts and system messages.
So all the way through, this is an accessible device. You get audio messages and the same words displayed on the screen.
Easy to display options menus to help users find and execute all commands quickly and conveniently.
I think this is one of the best features of the upgrade. What we started selling a year ago, you really had to learn quite a bit in order to use the device. Now, the rule of thumb is just press the left select key, and you'll be told whatever you need to know at that screen, what you can do. And it makes it very easy if you ever get lost, and occasionally I forget a command. I just go to left select and arrow down the menu, and I know what I can do at that point.
Shortcut keys for most used commands to enhance efficient use, particularly by those with experience.
Well, of course, we have a lot of users who are accustomed to the reader, and rather than using the menus I just described, they want a shortcut to do it, and that's available. So, for example, rather than going to a menu to find out how to turn on image capture, you just press 1 on the keypad. Rather than arrowing down the menu to go to settings, you just press 4 on the keypad. Rather than arrowing down the menu to go to the help section, you just press 6 on the keypad. So the shortcuts are there, and you're told about the shortcut every time you go down the menu. It mentions what keystroke on the keypad would take you to the same place.
Context relevant user settings options, so needed settings can be found and changed quickly.
Well, I think this is a great feature. I guess you're familiar with the fact that many technologies have a settings menu, and the settings menus get bigger and bigger as the technology gets more complicated. What we've done is to make mini settings menus, so when you're in the reading screen and you go to settings, you're only going to get the settings that are relevant to reading. When you're in the image capture screen and you go to settings, you're only going to get the settings that are relevant to capturing an image. That would be true if you're in the File Explorer or the Recent Documents section. These are the major sections of the reader. And then again, if you're at the home screen, which is where everything starts, you'll get the whole long settings menu. Here's the next one.
An improved approach to text navigation, which makes reading and skipping through text more efficient.
Well, and you are seeing some of that as I'm going sentence by sentence, but you can also arrow down a line at a time. A line means a screen line, not a line of the actual text document. You can arrow up a line with the up arrow. You can jump sentence, sentence, sentence with the right arrow, or back sentence, each sentence with the left arrow. If you use 5 on the keypad, you would go up a screen. If you use 8 on the keypad, you would go down a screen. So these are ways you have to jump to different segments of a document. If you want to go to something toward the end of the text, a good way to do that is 0 on the keypad, which will take you to the end of the text, and then you can arrow up to close to the bottom. We don't have paragraph, and we don't have page. So in case you're anticipating asking that question, I'll just tell you. But these navigation segments, I think, work pretty well as it is. The smaller segments are sentence, word, and character, and you set those in the user settings menu. Here's the next one.
Dramatically faster processing, so text reading often starts in about 5 seconds after the picture snaps.
Well, that's probably the one that I like most. And I think you've observed that. I mean, I've done 2 documents here, and I've been chatting a little bit while the processing is going, and then all of a sudden the reader starts reading quicker than you really think it would. I normally expect, and I'm not the most patient person in the world, I normally expect that the reader should be reading to me in about 5 seconds after I snap the picture. And I find that that's usually the case. If it isn't, then I think there's probably something wrong with the image. And I can quickly hit the cancel key. If there is something wrong with the image, then the quality of the reading may not be all that good. So I'll jump to taking another picture oftentimes if it's, oh, say, much more than 10 seconds. Not always, but I find it that way. And that feature alone, I think, probably leads me to use the reader more, because I know I'm going to be reading something in about 5 seconds after I snap a picture.
a selection of new system and text reading voices which may vary based on text reading language chosen. And?
Well, you've heard two voices. You've heard Heather is the system voice, and the one you're hearing now we call Classic. And I figure that's the one that members of this audience might be most used to, because you hear it in JAWS, and you hear it on the NFB Newsline, and you hear it in lots of other computer programs. And those of you who've had the KNFB Reader Mobile and the Classic before it have also heard the Classic voice. I could set it to Heather for the reading voice. I like the Classic one myself, so I'd leave it there. And then our other voice is called Ryan, and don't get me started on Ryan. I wish we hadn't put him in here, but he is. And I promise you, if you obtain the KNFB Reader Mobile and it comes up speaking Ryan, you can change it, and your changes will be saved. Here's the next one.
Use of the Nokia 6220 Classic as an additional and slightly less expensive platform.
And that is true, and I mentioned the 6220. It's a slightly smaller cell phone. It certainly is as capable as the N82. The one thing it doesn't have is Wi-Fi. Most people never use Wi-Fi that much, so I'm not sure that's really that much of a disadvantage. It does have an advantage of being slightly less expensive. I think maybe $75, possibly as much as $100 less as compared to the N82. But the N82 has come down in price as well. So anyway, that's a summation of the new features and functionality. Next, I want to show you a very typical document that I would take a picture of. Everybody wants to know, well, how do you use this thing? What do you do with it? And here's an example from that you would see in my life. So I just pressed right select to go out of the document. I'm right back at image capture, and I'm going to take this picture. Once again, I'm not going to use the field of view report this time. I'll just snap the picture from the image capture screen here.
Taking picture.
After this begins to read, I'll let it read a little bit, and then I want to describe this document to you, because it has some unique characteristics as well.
2 degrees clockwise relative to the page.
ISU-IUMU will jive beat crest in bed or on the balcony. Enjoy a cozy supper from the comfort of your own room. Please call room service at extension 7141. 7195 or 7193. Breakfast. Available 7 a.m., 11 a.m. Staying healthy $9.95. Your choice of juice. Orange, apple or cranberry, or milk. Your choice of hot beverage. Coffee, decaffeinated coffee, tea or cocoa, oatmeal or fruit cup toast. White, wheat or rye with jam and butter or cereal. The American way $12.95. Your
Okay, well, it's obvious that this is the type of document that we come across almost daily. This happens to be a room service menu from a hotel. I stay in a lot of hotels because I travel around a lot talking about the KNFB Reader Mobile. This document is completely glossy. It is a laminated document. Many menus are laminated, and I have an incandescent lamp that is on the desk here as I'm working, and so I am absolutely certain that there is a bright glare image coming back to the camera, not to mention the fact that the camera flashed, and that also would reflect back on the camera lens. But we place a polarizer filter over the lens and over the flash, and we do it in a particular configuration, the perpendicular to each other, so that the flash is minimized. And the result of the polarizers is that we don't lose significant portions of the text, which we would clearly lose if we didn't use the polarizers, and the reading quality would deteriorate considerably. But as it is, this reads this except for those top letters, which I don't know what that was all about, it read this very well. Going to move on to another document, which I think presents an example of something I had to read recently that surprised me. And I've been using the KNFB Reader Mobile now and the technology before it for, you know, a good 3 years. Almost 3 years. We haven't had it quite 3 years. We first came out with a beta test 3 years ago, so almost 3 years. But this document surprised me. I went to the doctor just a while back because I ski, and I had my rotator cuff fixed a few years ago from I guess from falling or something, skiing, I don't know. But anyway, I had to have it fixed, and that was fine. And about 3 weeks ago, I fell on that shoulder, and it pained me in such a way that I thought, oh, my goodness, I wonder if I tore that rotator cuff again. So I went to the doctor, and she pulled out this, what you're about to hear, and said to me, oh, I guess you'll probably have trouble reading this. And I said, no, I actually have a machine here that's probably going to do it pretty well. Not being certain that it would, because this sheet has a lot of drawings on it. I had somebody look at it, and it has drawings all over the place to show you what the exercises are. And I just want to take a picture of this, and we'll see how well this reads.
Image capture.
So I'm back to the image capture screen. I'm going to check the field of view.
Field of view report. Please maintain position. Attaining alignment. Bottom, left and right edges are visible. 72% tilt, rotated 2 degrees clockwise.
I'll just move a little ways away from me. That may be why I missed some of the top on the other document. So let me try this again.
Field of view report. Please maintain position. Attaining alignment. Bottom, left and top edges are visible. 67% tilt, rotated to field
of view. Move slightly right.
Please maintain position. Attaining alignment. Bottom and left edges are visible. 65% tilt, rotated 1 degrees counterclockwise.
This time I raised it slightly.
Field of view report. Please maintain position. Attaining alignment. Bottom and left edges are visible. 60% tilt, rotated 2 degrees. Field of view
report. One more time and then I may get fed up and just take the picture.
Attaining alignment. All four edges are visible. 70% tilt, rotated 2 degrees clockwise.
Perfect picture, and here we go.
Taking picture.
Okay, so that gave me a little bit better fix on how well I'm lined up. And I'll remember that for the next picture, I hope.
Camera is 1 degree clockwise relative to the page.
And fairly soon it should be reading.
Limb my advisor. Rotator cuff strain rehabilitation exercises. You may do all of these exercises right away. 1. Scapular range of motion. Shrug your shoulders up. Then squeeze your shoulder blades together. Then relax your shoulder blades down. Hold each position 5 seconds. Repeat 10 times. Do 3 sets. T1 one set. 2. Blocked exercises. A shoulder flexion. Stand upright and hold a stick in both hands. Stretch your arms by lifting them over your head, keeping your elbows straight. Do not raise them past the point of pain. Hold that position for 5 seconds. Return to the starting position. Repeat 10 times. B shoulder external rotation. Lie on your back and hold a stick in both hands.
Okay, well, I won't finish reading all of that except to say that it does complete that document with the same quality all the way through. And it just amazed me because of all the drawings that are on the page, but the drawings don't confuse the reading. And I have to think, and I don't normally comment on the competition, but I have to think that as compared to scanning technology, that we're doing a little better job of sorting out the wheat from the chaff here. And so in this case, we're really looking for text, and that's all we're going to read, and the other things don't clutter up our information. I have another document which I want to illustrate, another feature of this
image capture
technology. I picked this up last week in Washington, D.C., off the front desk of the Holiday Inn Capitol, so you'll notice things in the Washington, D.C. area mentioned. I want to illustrate a particular quality of this document and capability of the reader, but I'll just, without preempting the information, I'll take the picture. Again, I'm going to align myself here with the field of view report, so bear with me.
Field of view report. Please maintain position. Obtaining alignment. All four edges are visible. 69% filled. Rotated 3 degrees clockwise.
Take the picture.
Taking picture.
By the way, the rotation really doesn't matter. It you like a number that's between
articles and labels format
between 0 and 5, but you can have 10.
Camera is 1 degree clockwise relative to the page.
A higher number may indicate tilt, so you want to avoid tilt. Rotation isn't too much of a problem. Now this is going to process, and fairly soon we'll begin to hear it.
10:30, 11 o'clock. 11:20, 11:30 noon. 12:10, 12:15, 12:30. 1 o'clock, 1:05, 1:15, 1:30. 2 o'clock, 2:30, 3:30, 4 o'clock.
All right. Well, immediately you get the idea that we're looking at a schedule which has a lot of times listed. There are documents. Menus are an example, or a document like this is an example where one thing is listed on one side of the page and then it corresponds to something else listed adjacent to it. Well, we know this, and so we designed the technology so you can accommodate to that. The little beeps that you're hearing in the background indicate that it's still processing while I'm talking, but I'm going to hit button 9 on the keypad, and you'll hear that it tells us that it is reprocessing. Now, all the way we've been doing this, it's always said processing image in books, articles, and labels format. That's a format that understands columns. I would say it's our smartest or our most robust format. Now I'm going to process this in a different format, which you'll see. I'll press 9 on the keypad.
Processing picture in bills and memos format.
So this is the format we call bills and memos.
Camera is 1 degree clockwise relative to the page.
I didn't have to take the picture again. I just reprocessed the very same image, and hopefully I will get a different result in the order of the presentation. Let's see how that goes.
10:30. Guided tour. Library of Congress. Jefferson Bridge. First and Independence SE, 202-707-8000, at 11:30, 1:30, 2:30, 3:30 p.m., 11 o'clock, guided tour, exhibitions and building, Folger Shakespeare Library and Elizabethan V, 201 E Capitol Street Southeast, 202-544-7077, to 5 p.m., Civil Rights Reenactor, Greensboro, join the student sit-in.
Well, okay, so now we're actually getting the information and the times in a relatively organized way, and I find this works very well for things like agendas or some menus, certainly spreadsheets, things of that nature. Just reprocess the very same image. I'm going to cancel out of that and actually go back to the home screen. For the next part of this demonstration, I need to change.
Please wait.
I need to change a setting. I'm going to change the setting to bills and memos, and I'll explain why in a moment. But I'm going to go to the main settings menu.
Change/view settings.
I pressed 4 on the keypad to do that.
Keypad 4.
And then I'll enter that.
Camera flash, always on.
And now I'm going to go to the next one.
Briefing format, books, articles, and labels.
Now I'm going to change this to bills and memos.
Briefing format set to bills and memos.
Normally I wouldn't change this. I would just use it by reprocessing. But for the demonstration I'm about to do, I have to change it. Now, I have a page in front of me which is a page, we call it the training page, and we ship the reader with this page included. It's a page that helps people learn how to line up a good picture. Now, understand that this is more precise than you really need to be, but it is deliberately because, you know, some of our users don't see the image through the screen, that's for sure. Probably most don't too much or don't see it, don't look to try to see it because they wouldn't see it enough. And they don't necessarily have a really great spatial orientation to how to take a picture because many blind people haven't used a camera before. More experienced camera users wouldn't have this problem so much. But we provide a training page, and I'm going to show you how this works. So I'm getting in position. I'm not going to use the field of view report in this case. I'm just going to align myself over the training page, and you'll hear the kind of information you can get from this. Here's the picture.
Image capture. Taking picture. Pre-processing picture in bills and memos format. Camera is 0 degrees clockwise relative to the page. Text cut off on top. Training page detected. Processing information. Image capture. The reader is 11.6 inches above the page, 0.7 inches left and 3.1 inches back off center. For best results, lower the reader 1 inch. Move 1 inch to the right and taking
so it actually tells me how to line up, and I was kind of wildly off on that one.
Pre-processing picture in bills and memos format.
I'll do this one or two more times to see if I can get a better
camera
result.
Degrees counterclockwise relative to the page.
I'm not going to take all the time needed
page
to
detected.
Get it perfect.
Information. Image capture. The reader is 9.9 inches above the page, 0.2 inches left and 0.9 inches back off center. For best results, raise the reader 1 inch. Move 1 inch forward.
Well, this is the last one. We'll see if we can get it right this time.
Pre-processing picture in bills and memos format. Camera is 1 degree counterclockwise relative to the page. Training page detected. Processing information. Image capture. The reader is 11.1 inches above the page. 0.4 inches left and 0.0 inches forward off center. Correct reader position.
Okay, so in about 3 pictures, I definitely acquired a better impression of what a perfect picture feels like, and that indicates why I was cutting off some text at the top. I'm going to conclude this demonstration with what is sort of our most exciting development, although I don't think it's necessarily the most important one for many users. It certainly is exciting for the long-range future of the product because it has to do with language translation. This won't take very long, and then we'll throw it back to Mike here for some additional comments. I need to change a couple of settings, so I'm going to go back to the home screen, press 4 on the keypad, enter settings. I'm going
camera
to change.
Flash.
I'm going to change back to books,
Reading
articles,
format.
And labels.
Reading format set to books, Automatic exit. Text language, English US.
I'm going to change this to Spanish.
Text language, Spanish.
Okay, and I think I have a Spanish document in front of me. Now, the user language is going to stay the same, but if I'm right, when you hear this read, it will be reading Spanish. I'm going to use the field of view report just to...
Root directory.
Just to be better sure that I'm lined up. So I'm going to the image capture.
Image capture.
And now we're going to get to field of view.
Field of view report. Please maintain position. Obtaining alignment. Bottom and left edges are visible. 70% filled, rotated 1 degree clockwise.
Another field of view, just to...
Field of view report.
Good measure.
Please maintain position. Obtaining alignment. All four edges are visible. 61% filled, rotated 1 degree counterclockwise.
Take the picture.
Taking picture.
Okay, picture snapped, and now we'll let this process.
Processing picture in books, articles, and labels format.
I set the text language to Spanish, so
camera is 1 degree clockwise relative.
My expectation is that when we hear the reading, it will be in Spanish.
España, de Wikipedia, la enciclopedia libre, Reino de España, bandera, escudo, España, oficialmente Reino de España, es un país soberano miembro de la Unión Europea, constituido en Estado Social y Democrático de Derecho, y cuya forma de...
Okay, well, I don't speak the language. There probably are some listening who do, but I think what we ought to do is translate instead. So let's hear the same document in English. I'll press 4 on the keypad under reading to turn on translation.
Translation on. Please choose your internet connection.
Prompts me for an internet connection. And
select access point, colon, window, casual, 205.
And I'm going to choose the internet connection.
Select.
Now, I normally don't have to do this if I have already done it once in a session. This is the first time.
Your internet connection.
And now it should be begin to read in English.
The Free Encyclopedia. Spain. Flag. Shield. Spain. Officially, Kingdom of Spain is a sovereign member of the European Union, established in social and democratic state of law, and whose form of government is a parliamentary monarchy. Its territory with its capital in Madrid took most of the Iberian Peninsula, which are added to the archipelagos of the...
All right, so just to show you, back to Spanish. Translation is off, and here we go.
España, de Wikipedia, la enciclopedia libre, Reino de España, bandera, escudo, España, oficialmente Reino de España, es un país soberano miembro de la Unión Europea, constituido en Estado Social y Democrático de Derecho.
We're back to translation,
translation on.
And here we go.
Spain, from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia. Spain, flag, shield, Spain. Officially, Kingdom of Spain is a sovereign member of the Euro.
Okay, not to read the whole document, but I could proceed to do so. So the translation is very, very quick. It sends the text to an internet site off outside of the reader, and so whereas without translation, it is not necessary to have a phone account or to be able to connect to the internet. In the case of any time you want to do translation with the current version, and I expect it'll remain this way, it would be necessary to have, have access to the internet. In the case of the N82, it can do that with a Wi-Fi connection, and in the case of the 6220, you would be using a cell phone account, and you can also use the cell phone account with the N82. Just to conclude this presentation, I find that this technology meets or exceeds my expectations virtually all the time when I use it. And it really does have a wow factor. I have an association with Ray Kurzweil that goes back many, many, many years to the days of the original Kurzweil reading machine. And certainly Mike Kingston knows about that, and Joanne, and probably others on the call or on the listening in on the program. I obviously could have had access to the scanning technology over the years, but I didn't use it. I picked up the portable reader when we first developed it, and again, that was 3 years ago for the beta test. I find a use for this technology many, many times a day, over and over and over again. It isn't quite equivalent to having eyes that work, but it is closer. I find it to be easy to use. Just pick it up, snap a picture, and you're reading in a very short time, faster probably than many scanners probably, certainly faster than the original Kurzweil reading machine. And so I use it, and I take it everywhere, and I read things. And I was at a meeting recently, and there were a lot of blind people there, and somebody said, well, how many of you can read print? And without thinking about it, my hand went in the air, because I can. I just do. I don't think I would make the same response if it was just scanning technology. As marvelous as that is, and there's a definite need for scanning-based technology, but I think the portable factor of this technology adds a new dimension to it. Not everything that we want to read is something that we can take to a scanner or necessarily want to, but we want to read where things are at the time they come before us. I don't read books with this, and I would with a scanner, I guess. I never have, but I certainly could. I doubt that I would with the KNFB Reader Mobile, but there's plenty to read that's not a book, and I've demonstrated some of that here tonight. I've called this technology life-changing, and it certainly has been life-changing for me. I have a background that is not technology-oriented, but a view that blind people are successful because of our innate abilities and not because of technologies that we have. But at the same time, I think that not only this technology, but some others, to add to the power of our abilities in ways that are unique and special and life-changing. And that's the way I view the KNFB Reader Mobile, and I understand, too, that it's only the beginning. Mike will talk to you more about how you can acquire this technology, and we'll be happy to answer any questions. And now I'm going to press the appropriate keys to release the microphone and turn it back to Mike.
Hotel 01 system error dialog undefined.
Hi, we're on now. Hello there. There we are. Let me talk a little bit about pricing and other things.
Mike, you're staticking with the mic, so if you could keep it really, don't move it, you'll be fine, I think. Did you copy, Mike, okay?
I'm working on it. There we go. My laptop is rebelling on me. I want to make a comment before talking about the pricing and how to buy the unit, something I don't even know if Jim Gashel knows. When Jim was reading the document earlier with the schedule of tour events in Washington, D.C., what I learned when I went to get a copy of that, because I thought that was a cool document to show the ability to reprocess in bills and memos mode, I learned that that document is a reprint of a fax. So it is a document that in older versions of the technology would have given a lot more errors than we get today. I think it's really pretty cool that it works that way and that it's able to scan so well. The National Federation of the Blind is a nationwide dealer for the product, and as Bob indicated earlier, I am the director of national sales for the Federation efforts. This machine is available today on, you know, whatever cell phones that we are able to get, primarily the N82 and the 6220 Classic as it becomes more available. We also are able to provide it with screen readers for the phone. When you're using the KNFB reader, it provides its own voice for what you're doing during the program. But if you want to utilize other features of the phone, or if you want to use it as a phone, then you need a screen reader. The two primary systems that are available are Talks and MobileSpeak. And both of those are available through the National Federation of the Blind along with the KNFB reader. The other thing that I should tell you is that through the National Federation of the Blind, for those who might want a phone service, T-Mobile is offering a special discount through the National Federation of the Blind, and that information is available on the NFB website. It's a $100 discount on T-Mobile as well, and that is actually you get a $100 credit along with a 10% discount per month on the cost of your service. People are going to ask what the price is. The price for the software and a phone today is a total of $1,345 with the cost of Talks being added in of $295. That makes the total price $1,640. If you happen to have an N82 or a 6220 Classic already, the software price is $995. And last week in Washington, we had someone who actually was in that situation. They had their own phone, so they just wanted to buy the software. And as it turns out, they needed Talks as well. So the system is certainly not the $50,000 of the original Kurzweil reading machine, and Jim's right, I remember it well. I remember when Jim first told me about his visit to Ray Kurzweil. Ray had come down to the National Federation of the Blind offices and said, I've got this machine that will read print, and it was met with a fair amount of skepticism, but then Jim and others went up to the Kurzweil Laboratories in Massachusetts and in Cambridge, plopped a Braille monitor down on the machine, and it read it. Ray has always talked about the day that he would be able to provide a truly portable machine, something that people could carry in their pockets. And as Jim has demonstrated so well, that's what we have today. I am able to use the machine to read a variety of things on a daily basis, just as Jim does. I use it when I go to the store sometimes to read recipes. I was at Costco helping someone buy a computer last year. I was able to read the placards on the front of each of the computer display counters that described what the computers did, along with the rebate coupons, I would point out. I used it last week in a hotel to read shampoo bottles and hand lotion bottles so I didn't put the wrong thing on the wrong part of the body. So I'm not going to try to sell that whole part of the machine anymore. Just suffice it to say it is available. If you are interested in learning more about the machine and looking at purchasing it, let me give you the website where we have all things Kurzweil. It's http://knfbreader.michaelhinkson.com. So that is a website that has many of the same things that's on the KNFB Reader page, but we have some more things. For example, the National Federation of the Blind offers a technology loan fund. It is available to any blind person who wishes to purchase technology. The fund is available at an interest rate of only 3%. All of the loan documentation is available on that site so that you can go download that documentation, fill it out, send it in to Curtis Chung, who directs that program, and work at being qualified to get a loan to purchase the machine. If anyone wishes to contact me about purchasing a machine, of course, we take credit cards and checks and I don't know about cash through the mail, but we'll work out anything. I can be reached at info@michaelhinkson.com. Again, the email address is info@michaelhinkson.com. Or I can be reached at area code 888-965-9191. 9191. That's 888-965-9191. That is a phone line I'm now dedicating specifically for information on the KNFB Reader Mobile. So there are a lot of ways we can be reached. We have some in stock, and there are certainly more available that we can get, of course. So I'd love to answer any questions on that. I know that Jim and I are both willing to answer any questions that you have on the KNFB Reader. So let's open it up, Bob, and let people ask their questions and kind of go from there. What do you say?
Mike, let me just jump in here. This is Jim Gashel again. I neglected in the demonstration to demonstrate one other capability of the reader, so I'm going to just quickly do that now. I have the image capture screen on, and you'll quickly understand what it is reading.
Taking picture. Detecting orientation. Processing U.S. currency image. Please wait. $1. The image is rotated right. The bill is front side up.
This is where I often point out in demonstrations that I work for a small technology company. I do think that that's a very good currency reader, and it's very fast. It only reads U.S. currency, and you use that function by going to the image capture screen and pressing zero on the keypad. And at that point, you better be looking at U.S. currency. Somebody somebody make these. It's $1 million bill. Obviously, it's, you know, I suppose technically it'd be counterfeit. Anyway, the guy gave it to me to test out, and it said not matched. In this case, with U.S. currency, we're not reading the numbers, so it'd be hard to fake this thing. We're actually looking at images against a database of U.S. currency, and we've had clean bills and bills that have been through the wash and all kinds of bills that have been put into our database. And I think the image processing and matching works very, very well on U.S. currency. And that was my additional contribution, and now I'll sit back and hope to take some questions.
I would say one more thing before Bob opens it up, and that is that something that Jim said earlier about the fact that we were just introducing and have now made available the second version of the software. Input from people is extremely important. One of the things that you can do with the machine is save files that you read. In fact, someone contacted me earlier today and then sent an email to the KNFB readers list saying that they had a problem reading a document. They read the document, it read fine, but then they wanted to reprocess bills and memos format, and it wouldn't do that. Jim wrote back and said, save the image, which you can also do. You can save an image of anything that you read. Then you can send that image along with the file to the engineers and minions in the back rooms at KNFB Technologies who can look at it and find out what was wrong. But also people there are looking on a regular basis for input regarding changes and improvements to the product. And we're excited about being able to provide those as often as possible. And I know that a lot of users who are reading with the machine have provided a lot of good input that went into the software release that just came out a few weeks ago. All right, Bob.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open this up for questions. Some of you have been text chatting already, and that's fine. Ron will pick out the questions there. But first, let's deal with a microphone. Please give us your name and state. And let's take one question all the way around. Let's give everybody a chance here. Please do not ask 3, 4, 5-part questions because we're going to politely intercede. So, okay, who has the first question, please? I'm sorry, we didn't hear you. Let us go to the next person, but try again. Or you can text chat. We did not hear your question. All right. Who has a question, please?
Oops. Sorry. I'm curious to know about the plans for refreshable Braille and the KNFB reader. What is the status?
Well, the status is that it's on the roadmap, and it's a priority, that's for sure. And it's a priority that we should be able to meet, but we're not there. And can I say it'll be in the next upgrade? I don't think there's a consensus that that would be the case. But I think that's a pretty fair guess that we would be doing that within a year.
Jim, this is Rich Cavallaro. You mentioned the N82 and the 6220 as being two supported phones. If one buys the KNFB reader in the next few weeks, will they get the N82, or are you guys slowly transitioning over to the 6220 from the N82?
What I would recommend is buying it soon if you want to be sure you're going to get the N82, and also telling the distributor, or in the case of the NFB, Mike Hinkson or another one of our distributors, that you'd like to have the N82. And Mike can clarify whether the NFB has N82s available for this.
We do have some N82s in stock. In fact, we have more N82s right now than we do 6220s. And while supplies last, we're offering them at the same price. So if you order a machine today, you can get it with the N82, and it will not cost any more to do that.
Okay, that's pretty exciting. Any other question, please? I know I've got a lot of them, but I want to give you guys a chance.
Hi, Lillian from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. How much is this device?
Okay, again, Lillian, the software and one of the phones cost $1,345. If you then want a screen reader like Talk or Mobile Speak in order to be able to use the other features of the phone, which anyone certainly will do if they're going to use it as a phone. But even if you're not going to use the phone services, to be able to tell the status of the phone, to be able to use the contacts and calendar database and other things that are available, you would want a screen reader. That's another $295. So if you're going to get a complete system with a screen reader, the machine, and the appropriate software, it's $1,640 plus shipping. And again, I would point out that anyone who needs to can certainly explore the technology loan fund that's on the website, and it's available at a 3% interest rate. So I hope that answers your question.
Very good, Lillian, and very good, Mike. Do we have any other question? Did you want to?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Roseanne Acosta from California. My question is, are you going to be at any of the computer conferences or in any parts of the country where a person would be able to actually get your hands on this machine to see what it's like? And it's very impressive.
Okay.
Roseanne, I'd be happy to show it to you at CSUN. I think that would be the closest one coming up that would be close to you, and we will be in the exhibit hall. KNFB Reader exhibit will be there, and I'm sure that some of our distributors will also be there, and you could see it at either, any of those locations. And if you contact me, I'd be happy to show it to you.
Also, Ruth Ann, I will be in the Southern California area from time to time, and in fact, we're looking at trying to do some demonstrations down there, and if there is a way that you might have or any thoughts you have about getting a number of blind people together, we would be glad to come down and do a demonstration of it. I think that there will be some of those over the next few months. So lots of ways to see it, absolutely.
Hi, this is Kelly Sapergia from Saskatchewan, Canada. I was really impressed with the demonstration of this product and wish I had one of those, actually. My question is, does this have a keyboard identifier feature where, you know, it tells you what the keys do? I'm just wondering, because when you were demonstrating pressing the right button to go back to the image capture feature, it seemed I was wondering if there was a way to know that that was what you were pressing, you know, and then instead of, like, if let's say you pressed it and then you made a mistake or discovered you made a mistake and didn't want to do that, that sort of thing.
Kelly, each menu tells you the shortcut key when it tells you what the item is too. So that's a good way of becoming very familiar with what all the shortcut keys do. So in the reading screen, to go back to image capture, you would press right select, and the menu, if you press left select, Remember I said that the default to get a menu at every screen is left select, and then your options available there will be spoken along with the shortcut that you might want to use the next time you do it.
I hope you hear me this time. This is Jerry Hogan from San Antonio, Texas. Reading a newspaper that have columns such as table, does it read it, such as going to say LS&S magazine and you want to look at instead of Washington and have column and stuff and you know, spoke down so much and then with an italic format, would that work with, well, how well did a KNFB reader work with that?
Kelly, or Rich, I guess it was. I forgot your name. Let me add in before Jim starts. I've actually used the machine to read parts of a newspaper with columns, and it reads it. It reads a variety of formats, so you shouldn't have any kind of problem with that. I want to go back also to the previous questioner. The machine does not have what we used to call in the Kurzweil biz a nominator key. It doesn't have just one key that when you push it, like in Talks, there's a training mode where it then identifies keys, because keys do change a bit from screen to screen. And there are different screens, whether you're reading a document or scanning a document or in the settings document or whatever. But as Jim pointed out, you can always push the upper left-hand key on the keyboard, which is the select, or sometimes it's called soft key 1 key, and you will always be able to then access whatever menu is available from that screen, including an option to go back to the home screen so you can start at the beginning. Jim, I'm sure you've got more to say about the formats and columns issue.
Yes, I don't think that there would be any problem reading the various the italics and the different formats, different type styles that you mentioned, and certainly it sorts out columns okay. The one concern about a newspaper is that it's big, that is, it's wide. We need to be about 10.5 inches from the page, and so that limits the width and the length that you can capture within the scope of an image. You can capture certainly an 8.5 by 11 image, which would be a standard sheet of paper, bigger than a normal book, very often big enough to get both sides of a book, both pages side by side, which is fine. As far as a newspaper goes, it's going to be bigger than that. You can certainly fold it in certain ways, and people have reported ways of doing that. I think of restaurant menus that are great big sometimes, and what I tend to do with that is I'll take a picture of the upper left-hand corner, and then I'll move down and take a picture of the lower left-hand corner, then I'll move right and do upper right, and next I'll do lower right, and I can usually get in the whole menu that way, and that would be one way to approach reading a newspaper. Interestingly enough, the reader does not try to make words out of partial text that it sees. So it may say text cut off on right, but that doesn't mean that it's going to try to read those words that were cut off. It'll just ignore those and read the full words that it can read. So clearly, if you were cutting off words that fit into the context of what you're trying to read, that would be a problem. But on the other hand, if it's not, I think you can be reasonably assured that you're going to get some pretty good reading on that. My rule of thumb is try it and see how it works and try different techniques. And again, I find that it meets or exceeds my expectations.
This is John Gassman in Anaheim, California, with a question that's really work-related. From time to time, we get documents on the internal web pages that are scanned in, but they scan them in from images. So when you open the document up, JAWS says empty document. And I've missed part of the demonstration, got home from work a little late today, so I just wanted to find out if the KNFB reader handled those situations, because I know it's tough sometimes with OCR.
Well, what we do in that case is you'd want to print that document and then take pictures of the different pages. We are not a PC-based product yet, and so therefore you cannot simply run the scanned image through our software and read it on the PC. So your option is to print and take and read.
That's a good point, though, John. I've seen documents that have been Adobe Acrobat files that were the same way. They were documents that were created from a printed page, and then someone just took a picture of it and saved it in a PDF format. The fact of the matter is, as long as the characters are well formed, as long as the print, even though it's in a picture form on the page, is pretty clear and with good contrast, you should be able to read it just fine, because that's really, to the machine, no different than any other printed page of material, whether it came from a picture, whether it's just actual ASCII characters that got printed. Print is print. So as long as the quality is pretty good or better, then you should be fine at being able to read it. And I actually have done some of that because I've had that same sort of issue with some things, and it does read it fine as long as the contrast and the other things I mentioned above are in play.
Okay, and let's see if Ron, that was very good. Let's see if Ron has any chat questions, please, Ron.
A couple of questions here. The first one is from Bill Kane. He asks, where do we go to receive software updates?
Software updates are available from distributors. So if you have the KNFB Reader Mobile, the best thing to do is to contact your distributor. If you want to download the upgrade and install it yourself, you can do that. You'll need certain information in order to do that. If you have the reader, you'll need your serial number, and you'll need your login information for the account on the KNFB Reader website. That would be your login and your password, your new username and your password. And then if you put in your serial number, it will display, the website will display for you the software you can download. That would be KNFB version 6.1.9. That would be the first file to install. And then English US is the second file to install. Depending on when you bought the reader and the price you paid, most people would be eligible to have two additional languages. If you bought it very recently and paid the $9.95 price for the software, then you would only be eligible for U.S. English. You could buy additional languages. But I just wanted to say that you can download these and install them to the phone. You need Nokia PC Suite on your computer. Not that you have to interact with it, but it has to be running on the computer. And you also need to uninstall the present reader that you have in order to install the upgrade. Please read the instructions on the website. They are found under documentation, and you follow the link for the mobile reader documentation and download the instructions and read them, because they explain exactly how to perform this process on your own. Otherwise, visit your distributor and get help with the upgrade.
Okay, Ron, that was good, and I'll try to remember the questions I have. Ron, another question, please?
Another question is, are you able to read credit cards?
No, other than the 800 number to call if you need help, but the numbers, the raised numbers on a credit card are normally the same color as the credit card. We don't get a contrasting image for the raised numbers. So I don't think people get very good results reading credit cards. The numbers that you can't feel, such as on the back of the card about emergency calls if it's lost or stolen, things like that, you can read those with the reader.
Final question. What are some of the features planned for future releases of the KNFB Reader?
Well, there are many. short term, of course, we've had the question about Braille support and some other better image processing than we do now. Of course, we always want to make improvements in image processing. I would say seamless communications between the KNFB Reader Mobile and the PC to move files back and forth better than we do now. But more long range, I think you should look at the reader identifying things, not just reading things, but actually identifying things such as products. We can read what products are now by reading the contents and the label information, not often the product logos, which are very stylized and so forth. So we can teach the reader what a can of Campbell's soup looks like, and of course it can read the name of the soup. And so think about how we identify U.S. currency when we compare it to a database. We'd be doing that with products. Ray gives examples of how we will also be identifying people. And one of the examples he likes to give most is that you can hold the reader up in the air, snap a picture of a room, and it'll remind you that your ex-wife is 25 feet ahead of you on your left. So you can decide whether you go left or right, but you have information that you wouldn't otherwise have. We can envision the reader operating in a video mode, watching scenery and things like that, and describing things, reading signs in the environment, certainly, and being used in indoor location, location of rooms and reading signs indoors, again in a video mode. We've demonstrated these technologies. We haven't built them into a device yet, but I'm not suggesting that you should anticipate seeing these upgrades, you know, in a year or so, but they certainly are on our roadmap, but our longer-term roadmap.
If I saw an ex-wife, I'd hit the right selection button quickly and pray. Anyway, I have a couple of questions. I'm going to break my rule, but I'm not in here very much. I take it I need support on these things. I need to be walked through with everything I do. I'm not a techie. And when it happens, everything's good. They start cheering and use it. How's your support? Does it fall on the distributor like Mike? Would I call him and say, Mike, help, walk me, take me through it? Secondly, do you have a Braille manual, or is the manual just the reading thing, mobile reader? Sorry.
We do have Braille upon request. We have documentation that you can download from the website as well, and it is on the reader. In addition to that, we have an audio tutorial, consists of 11 tracks, that it comes on a CD, and so you can listen and be walked through the different screens and what you do at all parts of the reader. I just want to emphasize, too, that using a device like this is not difficult. I place it on the order of using a digital camera, which I do, and learning this is definitely not rocket science, especially with the upgrade where left select brings up a menu for whatever you can do at that screen. There is help right there on the reader when you need it. And, of course, our tech support, KNFB Reading Technology, has tech support available at 877-547-1500 or else at support@knfbreader.com. And we will always answer questions. Your best support, your closest at hand support, should be through your distributor. If you purchase through the NFB, the NFB will have tech support available. And if you purchase through another distributor in your area, that would also be true. And we urge people to go to their distributor. But there is, in addition, a reader user list. And you get a lot of good advice if you're having a problem doing one thing or another by simply sending a message to the reader users list. And they're people out there who are just ready to answer your questions on that list. So I think there are lots of ways to get good support with this, but I find that people who contact us are very, very happy and very, very well informed about how to use the product, and there isn't a great deal of confusion out there about how to do it.
I would say, in addition, Bob, yes, certainly lots of ways of getting support, and I'm always happy to answer any questions that I can, and I gave my number earlier. Again, it's 888-965-9191, and if you get a reader, you're certainly welcome to call them. I'll answer questions or get you to someone who can. Always willing to do that for anyone. So if anybody has a reader or gets a reader and has a question, you're certainly welcome to call. We want to make sure that everyone gets a good experience with the reader and it is happy with it. So there are a lot of ways of getting support, and we certainly want to make sure you get whatever you need.
Okay, that's great. One final question. Theoretically, I like my cell phone. I'm one of these voice guys, LG 83, which changes every 6 months, but I like it. Could I theoretically just use the reader, the mobile reader, without getting the service from T-Mobile, which I wasn't wild about, I'll be honest with you. I understand you have another service as well. But could I just say, I'll use my cell phone on my own, and when I want a reader, I'll go to the other pocket and use that. Could that be done?
Well, let me do it a different way than what you're asking. The answer is yes, shortly, in the short version. But it isn't what services we offer from a cell phone environment and a cell phone situation. It's just that some cell phone providers support networks and have their cell phone systems set up in such a way that they only support certain networks that the phones that we're using don't happen to support. Other carriers do support the kinds of networks that we expect from the reader. So we're completely independent from the cell phone service. Having said that, sure, I know a number of people who are using the reader simply as a reader and are not using it as a cell phone, and that's why I am always quick to say, don't view this as a cell phone, view it as a reading system. The cell phone stuff is a great add-on, and it does happen to work with several of the cell phone providers and not with others. But really, I hope that anyone who's buying this is buying it because they're going to be able to use it as a way of reading so much print and becoming more independent when it comes to being involved in the printed world.
That really clarifies things. Thank you, Mike. A reading system. Okay, we're running out of time here, but let's get some more questions. Any other questions from anyone, especially those who have not asked a question?
Here's another print question. Someone asked, can the camera lens be damaged? And if that happens to just happen, what should they do about it?
Well, like anything else, the camera lens could be damaged, I assume. We haven't noticed that as a problem. We place a filter over the lens of the camera called a polarizer, and also a filter over the flash, which is the flash polarizer. That in part protects the lens and the flash, and we don't recommend closing the camera switch, which would put a cover over the lens as well, because the polarizers are really covers over the lens. So I think they're very well protected, but I assume that there could be circumstances where anything could be damaged. The phone itself is warrantied by Nokia for a year. Our software can be moved from phone to phone. So if there was a situation where a device was, let's say, lost or broken, or the lens of the camera was somehow damaged and it had to be replaced and it was beyond the warranty, the person would have to buy another phone but wouldn't have to buy the reader again.
Yeah, the fact is that you can damage any device. There's no question about that. I would say that the lens and the flash are slightly recessed. Also, when the phones are provided, they're provided with a skin. That is, it's a rubber kind of a casing that goes around the phone and covers everything except the area where the flash and camera lens are located. that adds enough extra thickness and so on, but also helps to protect the polarizers. It's like any technology. You do need to take care of it. You do need to be a little bit careful. It isn't the kind of thing that you really want to drop on the ground or drop from a six-story building or deliberately try to scratch. But if you're careful with it, it will give you many years of service and work extremely well. So I think it is something where if you damage the lens, it's fairly hard to do and you got to work at it a bit, although it can be done. When that does happen, it's a hardware issue and it comes under the warranty of the phone.
I hope I don't, I'm not jumping the gun here. If I am, cut me off, Bob. I know the N82, you can buy the extra side battery for those things, and so they're really not going to work so well with the carrying case. Because, you know, if you're using, I'm working on a phone right now with the N82 and the KNF beta with Wayfinder Access. Now I'm going to use a GPS, too, so, you know, I'm going to be drawing a lot of current also with my T-Mobile hookup. Any suggestion there?
I'm not quite sure what you're asking. Do that again.
I'm planning in the very near future to have a N82 phone with a KNF beta or Wayfinder Access using a GPS receiver. And I will need to add a an oversized battery that they sell for the N82, which is a little bulky in the back, and that understood on the talk reading list that they're having a difficult time with that case.
Well, let me just say that one suggestion. Now, we provide a silicone skin that fits over the entire phone from the end where the phone turns on clear down to the bottom of the phone or the end of the battery compartment. I did see one phone last week where the person had obviously taken some kind of an instrument and cut the silicone case at a point where it would be above the battery compartment but not above the area where the skin covered the camera area. And so the polarizers were still protected. You can think of this as a glove going on the end of the phone just over the polarizers. And in fact, the skin didn't cover the keypad then. It just came below the screen or at the point where the screen and then the left select and the right select keys are placed just below the screen, but the skin didn't cover any of the keys. So I don't know if I'm explaining this very well, but you might call it a kind of half a skin. And I think that gets to your question, how could you do this? Well, if the battery compartment is fatter with the extra battery, which you may want, then that would be the way I would approach that. I would cut down the skin. I wouldn't go without it over the camera area because it does protect the polarizers.
Yeah, the skin is really important. There are some other cases that you can get that you could put the whole phone system in, but I'm with Jim. I would do anything that I could to preserve the integrity of the skin, at least over the camera lens and the flash unit. We have had, and I've seen some discussion about the extended battery or the heavier, more long-term battery, and I think that's cool for people who do want it. But definitely do your best to keep that skin over the polarizer and the camera lens, because it will help protect them and keep them from coming off. And last week in Washington, I saw a number of people who decided to take their skins off, and then for one reason or another, the polarizers got knocked loose and came off, and then they had to get replacements for those. So, again, I think there are ways of doing it, And definitely if you need to get the phone with the heavier duty battery, then go right ahead and do it. Just make sure that you do protect the other parts of it that we talked about.
Thank you. But it's a Polaroid get fall off, it's fixable.
Okay, thank you, Jerry. And so the keys are easily, you can touch them through the skin, I take it, or may I ask that question just to get a feel of this? Are the keys easy to get to?
They're definitely easy to get to. I don't think that the skin diminishes the tactile quality of the buttons very much. Actually, it's different from the N82 to the 6220. In the case of the N82, some people do feel that it's better to not have the silicone rubber over the keys of the keypad, and I've seen people cut those out. Well, that's fine. I think it's fine to have it on, and it's equally tactile, but if people feel that the keys are a little sharper without the rubber, that would be a solution, is to remove the rubber portion of the skin right there over the keypad. Now, with the 6220 Classic, we've identified a skin that when it's on the reader, it actually makes the keys more tactile than without it. And so I think you'll find that people really want to have the skin because they'll be able to feel the lines between the keys become very sharp with the skin on.
Okay, we have time for a couple of more questions, and then we'll see if Ron has one last text chat, and we'll wrap it up. Do we have another question? Two more questions, please.
Yes, I came on kind of late. This is Rosanna Hostetler. And anyway, I was wondering, what other features does this phone have besides the reader capabilities?
Rosanna, I suggest you hear the archives. They did a tremendous job. If they want to say something briefly, great, but don't repeat because you did such a good job. When you hear those archives, which will be up on Tech Talk here in Accessible World, you're going to see what I'm talking about. But let's see if the gentlemen want to comment very briefly on that.
I just want to mention that, Rosanna, the phone has the full capabilities of a very high-end cell phone. So, of course, you have text messaging, email, you also have a music player, you have a radio, you can make telephone calls on it, which almost becomes incidental. You have a calendar, a clock, just a wide variety of features that, of course, your personal information manager, which includes your contacts, so they're easy to get at. You can sync it with the computer to get all your contacts from Outlook into the phone, for example. So, you know, what we've mainly talked about here is the capabilities of the reader. I want to make sure you understand that to access these other capabilities aside from the reader, you would also need the phone screen reader software called TalkSor Mobile Speak.
Okay, very good. And the last question on mic, and then we'll see if we have a text chat question, please.
Hi, this is Rick from Akron, Ohio. I've got a really strange question for you. Can the reader take a picture of a computer screen, say an LCD screen or a CRT screen, say like maybe a BIOS screen, and read it?
That's not as strange a question as you might think. We get a lot of reports that people actually do that. I wouldn't say that the reader would perform as an adequate screen reader, so it wouldn't be a substitute for those products. But when the screen reader doesn't work, many people report that they have used the reader to find out what was going on. This would not work on the older model video type screens, but on the flat displays. It's not because of the shape of the display, but it's because of the characteristics of the image that the reader can read that print, and I've done it, and it works.
Idea being, of course, if you go to something like a museum or someplace where they have displays and information on screens, and if it's a good LED display or something where, again, you have good flat contour and good contrast, yeah, you should be able to read it. I have not tried that, but we're going to be going and visiting some museums, and I intend to take the reader and try to do that because it should be able to do just fine. So not a strange question at all. And, Bob, my question for you is, when do you want to buy one? We're ready to sell you.
It looks like Bob has bounced out of the room. I expect he'll be back momentarily. I have one last comment rather than a question from George Abbott. He says, thanks to Jim and Accessible World for such an excellent presentation on such an exciting device. The technology has come a long way since I experienced it on the PDA technology.
Okay, I'm back here. Mike, I didn't hear the – I hope everybody else heard you. I'm sure it was profound. I was not getting the I was not hearing you. Anyway, that's my story. Gentlemen, Mike Hinkson, Jim Gashel, on behalf of Accessible World, Joanne Becker and I want to announce that Joanne is our new events coordinator for Accessible World. There's an official announcement out. We congratulate her. We welcome her aboard. So when I say Joanne and I, that's the way it's going to be. We want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for this great presentation. You fielded questions. You were honest. You told us when something would or would not work. And what an amazing device. It was a great, great thing for blind people when the National Federation of the Blind met a guy named Ray Kurzweil, because the Federation, there's no secret about it, has been a leader in Braille, you know, bringing Braille to us, and now they want to make print accessible to us. So I congratulate you guys, and thank you very much for a job well done.
And Bob, I just want to say one more time again, if people are interested in buying, and you did miss my question, you avoided me there. I asked you when you wanted to buy. We're ready to provide one for you. If people wish to contact me about purchasing a machine or have any other questions, I'm reachable at area code 888-965-9191. I'm going to go eat dinner, and then I'm accessible again and certainly the rest of the week. So 888-965-9191 or via email at info@michaelhinkson.com. as well as going to the website http://knfbreader.michaelhinkson.com. So a lot of ways to get more information, much less going to the Kurzweil, the KNFB webpage, which is knfbreader.com. I'll see if Jim has any other comments. Otherwise, I'd like to thank you all for coming in and out of the room and for participating in a bunch of really great questions, and we hope to hear from many of you in the future, either if you have a reader or if you want to explore getting one. Thanks very much, you all.
Jim Gashel here. I just want to thank Bob and Joanne and everybody for coming tonight, and to say, as Mike has, you can always get more information on the KNFB Reader mobile at knfbreader.com, or even just go to mobilereader.com. And you can contact me, obviously, with any questions. But let me say that on our website, of course, you have Mike's contact information. But in addition to that, we have a how-to purchase page. And if you put in your state, you will find your distributors that would be near to you, or you always have the option of purchasing through the National Federation of the Blind. And if you would like more information and like to talk to me directly, you may do so at jim@knfbreader.com. That's jim@knfbreader.com. Or you can call me on my KNFB Reader mobile, which is 443-854-0854. That's the KNFB Reader mobile, 443-854-0854. And thank you very much.
Okay, and I've put some information up there, Mike and Jim's email, and I believe Mike's number that he gave for us. But do archive this and take notes. That's what I do when I get something of this nature. This was just terrific, and we're very appreciative of the fact that they came by and they have an open invitation with Accessible World. This is what it's all about. This was Pat Price's dream, and as you saw as you came in, it is now the Pat Price Tech Talk Training Room, and it will be that way forever, we hope. And Pat wanted it an accessible world for everybody. And that's what we're trying to do here at Tech Talk. Next week, our computer forum. And you'll be seeing announcements on that. Send your questions into us and our STEAM facilitators and anybody else who will help them. Rick Harmon and Joanne Becker will chair that. And you write to me, Bo, B-O, Acosta, A-C-O-S-T-A, at PacBell, P-A-C-B-E-L, PACBELL.net, Bo Acosta at PacBell.net. You get a lot of announcements from me, so you can always find me. But we'll see you next week, the 23rd of February, our computer forum. We have some exciting events ahead, believe me. I thank you for coming. We thank the KNFB reader people. It sounds really exciting. I've got to convince my wife, Mike, but I'm working on it. I got her flowers for Valentine's. I started doing that anyway. But anyway, you guys can talk all night. As we always say, this audio community room is open. And thank you for coming.